Dropout Podcasts.
I still can't see you even use it. I would assume you would.
I wanted to know what beers tasted like. I don't drink beer.
I drink beer and I wouldn't use that app.
I wanted to know what beers tasted like so I didn't buy something I hated. Because they also have profile. Like, this tastes like chocolate. I was like, yum.
I feel like, though, every time it says a beer tastes like chocolate,
it doesn't.
Does not taste like chocolate.
Can I tell you something that does taste like what it is?
What?
Southern Tier Creme Brulee Stout. That tastes like a dessert. It's delicious. Southern Tier Pumpkin with a cinnamon sugar rim.
Oh. Hello and welcome to Erotic Book Club, the book club where we read erotic books. I am your host, Jess. With me, as always, is my co-host,
Reka.
Reka's here! Thank you so much for being here, whether you are listening wherever you get your podcasts, whether you are checking us out on CH2, or whether you are getting us at our favorite place to listen and hang out with us on Dropout. If you are a Dropout subscriber, not only do you get the Erotic Book Club podcast, you get all of our podcasts, as well as all of our awesome shows, D20, Gods of Food. Mm-hmm. We still have those episodes rolling out, and they're so funny and great. People are loving them. So please subscribe to Dropout. And not only do you get to see our shows, but you get to be a part of our Discord, where you get to chat with us and all of the cast members. We have an Erotic Book Club Discord. I pulled off some comments from that. Gavin says, "Not trying to put you lovely ladies down, but Dropout is the best app I've ever gotten. Your podcast is second only to Actually for my fiance and I to watch before bed." Gavin, you didn't put us down. You made my day. I got no problem being second best.
The Erotic Book Club before bed.
I know. I was like, that's a saucy message, Gavin.
We've had a couple of couples who have been like, you've kind of like brought us together.
Yeah.
And we love, being in bed with you. Yes. Thank you for inviting us into your bed.
I also love that you keep it like intellectual foreplay with Actually. And then like,
yeah,
you tone it down with a little bit of Erotic Book Club.
Through the mind into the body.
Very good, Gavin.
How would I pronounce this?
Lazuriel?
Says, "I legitimately want to write a fantasy erotica with lots of brown nipples for @Reka Shankar.
Thank you.
I laughed so hard at Titanic's giant metal boobies that I spit up my drink on my keyboard."
Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
We're trying to fry motherboards everywhere.
Yes. That's why, metal boobies aren't in so many eroticas, because it would ruin all keyboards.
Yes, exactly. And thank you for the brown nipple appreciation. That's like a movement we're trying to do. 2020, brown nipples.
Reka's also been keeping an eye on eagle clits in the Discord.
Oh, yes. We have a lovely discussion about John Feathers and Maggie erotica from Escape from the Blood Keep. And I love this discussion about if eagles have cloacas or prostates, and like how one would draw and or write an erotica between a demon and an eagle. So please keep us posted. We would love to read this erotica. It sounds great. And honestly, I still ship John Feathers and Maggie. This is a personal endorsement as someone who played Maggie. Please write them. Mm. We want to see it.
Eagle cloacas 2020.
Yeah, cloacas 2020. Mm-hmm. In the Democratic debate, watch
Warren
the cloacas.
Great. But as you all know, we are here to discuss an erotic book. This week, we have My Five Bosses by Penny Wilder. Mm-hmm. And, me and Rake are big dumb idiots. We can't suss any of this out without experts with us. So we have two incredible experts with us. For My Five Bosses, we knew that we needed a boss expert. So we got the boss expert. We have with us our boss.
This is so ill-advisable.
I can't believe you said yes.
Legitimately, I was like, well, Sam's our boss. I was like, he's not going to say yes.
Yeah, giggle.
And then Marie posted his response. He goes, "Good Lord, yes."
The fact that I'm here feels like a game of chicken that went too far.
Yeah.
Now, reading this book, was it similar to your experience as a boss?
No.
And that's the answer we like to hear. we also are big dumb idiots and we don't know anything about what it's like to be an employee at an office. Yeah. So we had to get our office expert, Rachel Van Ness.
Hello.
On the horn. Rachel, you work in an office, correct?
Correct.
So
yes.
Did you relate to anything in this book?
Only in that it would like truly be my worst nightmare. But yeah.
How many of your bosses do you live with?
Oh gosh, this is embarrassing, but my boyfriend was my boss.
What? Okay, forget you being an office expert. This is now.
Oh my God. So you only live with one of your bosses, though.
Yes, yes.
Interesting.
Whoa, you are a boss lover expert.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So we are going to ask you to speak on like some of the relations here and if it's like unique mm-hmm. to just like a regular boyfriend, girlfriend kind of relationship or like this is actually kind of where boss employee takes over.
Yeah. I'll truly come at it from both sides.
Okay. So, great. Yeah. Great.
Wow. Whoa.
Wow. That is
just
the
like
biggest
the bosses did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa.
Thank you for catching that, Sam.
From all sides.
Yes.
So my five bosses, if you haven't had the pleasure of reading, the characters we'll talk about is Anya, our protagonist. Mm-hmm. No real description given for her. Assume she's blonde and thin and tiny.
Anya, I think Anya is a Swedish. I could be wrong. It sounds Swedish.
Oh.
But then again, one of the winners of Project Runway, spoiler alert, is from, where is she from? Togo? Or she's from somewhere, a country in Africa, and she's a person of color, and her name is Anya. So that's all I'll say.
Maybe it's her.
It could be her.
All right, Reka, don't put your fantasies into this. We all know this is a tiny white woman.
It could be
please.
A curvy brown woman, and I'm just saying 2020.
You're
please.
Out of your mind.
there was no description of her, which is apparently that's pretty normal.
It's supposed to be kind of like empty vessels for you to put yourself into, but the that's way they often end up describing things like her porcelain milky white skin, you're like, okay, that's not an empty.
She was at least considered tiny, but these men are also behemoths, as we find out. Yes. Some of them are like...
They're big bosses.
Very, very large.
It's like a Bowser.
They're big bosses. We have Beck. He has dark hair, and he's kind of like the sensitive boy, we could say.
But he also has green eyes.
Mm. Yes.
So
and, please keep that in mind.
And tats under his shirt.
And tats.
You can't colorful ignore
tats. Colorful yes. secret tats.
There's Jason. He has light hair and light blue eyes. And he's kind of like the horny, naughty boy.
Yes. Mm. And a fair complexion.
Yes.
To be clear.
Winston, he's more reserved and he's the sexiest ginger in the world. And as we come to find out, he is the Bowser of the group.
Yeah,
he really
the
is.
Big
These
boss.
Are Bowser's children and he's the Bowser.
Yeah. He's like maybe a King K. Rool.
Yes. Oh, totally.
We have Derek, who's an extrovert, tall and slim. And honestly, I don't remember much else about
race
him.
Race unknown. He's I'm assuming white.
A bit of a bore to me, at least. He's kind of the boring one.
And then we have Trey, who is sensual and dangerous with dark bedroom eyes, which at first coded to me as a POC. But he's not. He is white.
Yes.
Baggy jeans.
Oh,
sweatshirts.
Yeah. He was the skater boy, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. I'm in Trey cosplay.
Yes,
today.
He's got a hoodie. Sam
Ooh,
has a hoodie.
Trey cosplay.
Something you'll only know if you're a Dropout subscriber. Sam's wearing a hoodie. That's
now, just based off those descriptions, was anyone drawn to a favorite boy kind of right away?
Rachel's got a fave.
Okay. Yeah, I've got to go for Winston the Bowser.
Wow.
Just because
Bowser is a redhead too, is he not?
That's true.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, because it was kind of weird.
Spiky back.
My boyfriend and I guess my boss once is a tall ginger who likes pastries. So for me, that all checked out.
Wow. At least you're loyal. We know.
Yeah.
You're loyal
Reka,
to your boyfriend.
Did you have a favorite?
Wow. A diverse array of white men. Who do I choose? I guess, Winston seems cute.
What?
But like,
I can't believe everyone's saying Winston.
I don't know. I mean,
he seemed like such a doofus.
I don't know. The soda can dick country man. I'll say Trey because he's sensual.
Okay.
I mean, sure. Jason just sounds like he's translucent. So I like can't.
Oh, we're going off looks. I was going off kind of personality.
Oh, then maybe
too.
Beck.
Yeah, Beck was my favorite.
If it's personality, maybe Beck.
Sam,
all I know
was
looks
Beck your favorite?
Like, this podcast, I can already tell, is totally going to bring out some of my switchy nature. But so, like, I identify, I think, more with Beck, but Beck is totally not who I have the hots for.
Ooh.
Trey would be who I have the hots for.
Whoa. Sensual, dangerous, dark bedroom eyes. You heard it here first.
Wow.
A so Sam Reich story.
So you cosplayed to represent him?
Yeah. Tonight? Yeah. This is me. Yeah. This is him on top of me.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, Jess, you were Beck.
I think I like Beck because he's nice and he asks questions.
Yes. Yeah.
And he wasn't a total douchebag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Winston just seemed like such a douchebag, as we'll get into.
Winston was one of those characters where, like, he's so mean to me. I hope I can make him nice. It's like, yeah. It's also nice when someone's nice to you.
He ignores me. Yeah. He must like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of grade school.
Yes.
BS.
Yes.
Unlike the rest of this
book. Yeah, exactly.
Mature. Yeah. Really stood out.
Yes, yeah. Totally.
A mature 27-year-old man.
Yes.
Barf.
So Anya gets a job at an app company. It's called The Tap Company. Mm-hmm. It's her first day. She's very nervous. She goes in and it's not what she was expecting. It looks more like an adult daycare with video games and like a cool, hip tech office space.
Yeah.
Yep. And she meets her five bosses, and all five bosses, I just drop whatever important business they're doing and take this one graphic designer on a tour of the office.
I will say, on my first day at College Humor, I did not even get a tour. Hmm. So, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of bummed every single person in the company didn't get up and tour me around the three rooms.
It is very hard to tell if this is if the five bosses are all the people who work there and it's just them and her, or if there are other people. It's somewhat implied that maybe
there are other people, but none of them are hot and small.
Speaking as a boss, I'm troubled by the lack of hierarchy in this five bosses relationship. Yes. It feels like a recipe for a lack of accountability.
Like they're all that all five bosses have the same tier of management level.
Yeah,
Should be above the other.
Trey is sort of a coder, right?
Yeah.
We learned that.
Yeah.
We didn't know. We don't know what the other one
is. Is that what drew you to him?
Yeah, his reclusive bad boy nature.
Well, and I will say, like, as an employee, you want to know, like, where your directions are coming from, who you're reporting to.
Especially at an app company where I feel like you really want to get the ball rolling fast on, like, on tasks and those kind of things. Everyone should have a very distinct role. So to have five bosses and maybe one underling.
Right. Is that the structure of this company?
I did find there was like a hierarchy in the bedroom, though.
Yeah, Beck was boss.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Winston was boss.
Wow, this is so beautiful.
Who do we report
to? Bosses in the eye of the beholder.
Well, because Beck, I felt... Or I guess we'll talk about it later, but he seemed alpha almost. Like he would be like, step off.
And I then thought the he other was the manager.
So the person who
taking care of the day to day
is your direct boss.
Yeah.
And the person who comes in your ass is their boss.
Yeah.
I thought he was like the CEO for sure.
I got that impression too. Oh, well, I got the impression that.
Coming executive boss. Come erect.
Chief officer.
Chief come. Wait, that's your CCO.
That's my title. Uh-oh. I didn't mean to do that.
We knew this would get weird.
So they're taking them around, and they're instantly is kind of a flirty back and forth. You really know your way around graphics, don't you? Said Oof. Jason, which I thought was just an odd thing to say.
That's
anyway.
Something
such an odd
you
thing.
Knowing your way around graphics. Like that's what clicking a mouse.
That's when you see like tech in like a How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days kind of movie where it's like, holy shit, you copied and pasted fast.
Whoa. Business. Which is good because we can get a little graphic around here. Ugh. He winks. You like team challenges? So we're laying out the groundwork right now.
Yes. She also says that her bosses are a little older. They're all 27.
Yes.
Which, dear God. My old hag bosses.
Are you sure you can take anything? There's five men here. That's a lot for a small girl to handle.
Always have to mention she's small.
Immediately.
And I'm glad she's a girl, too, and not perceived as a woman.
A woman?
Yeah, yeah. She's called girl a lot in it, and not head of graphic design.
Cool. For
that's,
tap.
That's when the, that's for me when the entire thing fell apart was with that one
chapter
line.
Chapter one.
Chapter one. That one line was because like, oh, we complete, like this would be an HR situation right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
With that comment.
I bet, but here's the, what I predict, and honestly, sequel, I bet HR is also a sexy man.
Oh. Or she has to go to complain, yeah. But then, and he's then he's sexy like, too. He's like,
so you want to file a complaint, huh?
You really know your way around our HR, yeah. Our policy, don't you?
You'll have to insert the complaint into my ass.
and then he adjusts himself. All this talk is getting horny. I like seeing what authors like particular, yeah, things. She loves boners and like
through
elastic
the pants,
bands,
like slacks,
and boners,
yeah,
through the, and a bit of like dry humping, I think. And yeah, she also loves titties jiggling.
Yeah,
I noticed she likes to discuss, yes, how her boobies jiggle when, yeah, she's. Which I thought was fun. I haven't heard that one a lot.
It's
and
nice.
It does happen, and I do always think it when it happens. I'm like, oh, my boobs are jiggling. That's kind of funny.
Yes.
Okay, so end of chapter one. Chapter two, the bosses bring her to her apartment, which I thought, oh, this is interesting. And then they go, oh, and we live here too.
And we rented this for you. And I was like,
so far, no red flags.
Okay. Yeah. So far, checks out. So did this happen to you as an employee?
At my current company? No, unfortunately, they didn't pay for any of my housing.
Weird.
None of that checked out. Weird. Is a huge
but
bummer.
They at least brought you, yeah, to your house.
The five of them.
Yeah. All five of my bosses brought me to my house and showed me around. And then it turned out they all slept in the bathtub.
Yeah.
There was such a weird, convoluted reason for not only them all living together, but there only being three showers.
Yes.
It like took two paragraphs.
Yeah.
Just to explain, like, this is why we all live here, so we, yeah, can all fuck here and shower together.
The cooking situation was so confusing. Like, they all had their own separate kitchens that they had to cook in separately and then bring it all to a communal area.
I thought, yes, that was going to play into something.
Because she,
yeah, I guess, yes, to keep things sterile.
Very common for these old Victorian buildings. Six kitchens,
yes,
three showers.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. She also said a line that, like, is an interesting trope that I don't know if we've discussed, but like is apparent in a lot of these books. She's like, all I need is a coffee maker and I'm good to go. Where I'm like, oh yeah, I don't eat a thing. Like that, yeah, kind of trope of like, I'm a businesswoman. I just need to eat coffee and shit it out. And that's all I need. And
well,
I'm like,
she eats pastries and goes out to fancy restaurants.
And eats fish.
And eats, oh, as we'll get to. She's shown around and she's taken to her bedroom, which is a room covered in mirrors. And this I wrote, this is a horror movie.
Yep.
And she decides to get on the bed and kind of roll around and show off that her thong's hanging out a bit, which, mm-hmm, I thought was very fun. She puts on a show. And then that's kind of the end of that first day.
I will say they have a line about like what she wants to wear to work. And she goes, there's no way anyone's going to keep me from my stilettos.
Yeah.
Yes. And when paired with the right outfit, they don't even look slutty. I'm like, okay.
She's a total Carrie. And yes, it's true. Yeah. There are some women who, yeah. What a terrible thing to say.
Yes.
Winston kind of ignores her at work. The other boys are very attentive, though.
And reveal, like, kind of that they are into her. Trey, yes, confesses that.
The end of the chapter, it's revealed that they're all into her. Then they start to bring flowers, flirt, watching her, like, walk around.
Yeah.
It's a thoroughly creepy scene with Trey, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It could be right out of a horror movie, yeah, where I think he describes himself, she describes him as, like, 2 inches away from her.
Yes, in like the break room or, yeah, whatever. And like he, yeah, stops her coffee from running over. Yeah.
Which like that's not a natural. I had to stop and visualize what
two inches
away from a, yeah, person.
2 inches is where this mic is.
Yeah.
Hi.
Very close to someone at work.
Yes. How are you getting along, yeah, here?
sweet pie.
Oh, that would be so sweet if somebody was earnestly. Well, no, please don't do that.
Even if a kid, like a dog was this close to my face, I'd be like, ah.
Me, never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're all kind of feeling her. She's fantasizing herself with them, imagines the perfect version of them being all. She wants to take a little bit of all of them and make them a transformer.
Yes.
I liked that part.
I liked that part too.
An Optimus Prime.
I was like, maybe she is a graphic designer. She's creative and fun.
Oh, yeah. My God. She's building. She's graphically designing the perfect man.
If only someone could shepherd all of these men into a single man.
If only there was a dog of sorts.
If only there...
They could herd these men into one big man.
Oh my God, she was the border collie.
She's the border collie.
Whoa. Wow.
Holy.
Wow. This book,
is this
realizing
book good?
How deep it. Yeah. Beck finally asked her out on a date, and she's very excited for it. They decide to go out on the date tonight. Of course, the house only has 3 showers, so he organizes it so that the shower will be ready for her to go in. She's all excited. She's not sure if it's a date or not. She goes into the shower, but there's somebody in there.
Uh-oh.
Winston is in the shower, and there's 2 shower heads in the shower. So he offers for them to both take a shower together.
And now, yeah, I heard you, viewer. You were saying, how big is his flaccid dick? It's the size of a soda can. And now, here's a question to the group.
Yes.
Did you imagine in length it is the size of a soda can, or in length and girth?
For those of you just listening, Reka does have a candle in her hand right now, acting as a soda can.
So, like, I know it probably just meant length, but I somehow pictured also girth, and that was gross to me.
Yeah, I pictured a flesh-covered soda can where
like
his
a koozie.
Penis goes.
A dick, a foreskin koozie.
totally imagined length and girth.
Yeah.
Which really gave me pause.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a little tab on the
and
top.
And then it's full of jizz.
And that's how he pee-pees.
Don't shake him up too much.
Yeah, it'll explode. Yeah. And don't put him in the freezer. It'll fucking explode in your face.
I imagined him, because this is Winston, and he's described as kind of like an outlander.
Very topical.
Extra. I imagined him as Tormund from Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
So just really big and jacked and sexy.
Yeah.
And that way I did like him.
You liked it.
But I just didn't like his personality.
Yeah, he's got a bad personality.
He says, we'll both shower butt to butt.
I won't look at you.
Yeah, that way there's nothing sexual about it.
There's nothing weird about it. We'll just be ass to ass. It's fine.
She's in there, but she can't help herself. She wants to touch butts. So she goes back to touch him, but she doesn't feel a butt. She feels a pee-pee. An erect pee pee.
And then she turns around and he goes,
my dick has a mind of its own.
Right.
And then it winks.
Now, Rachel, common employee experience?
Oh man. All the guys in my or so many men at my office, dicks of their own, just guiding them around from task to task. Like truly like the deer of Santa's sleigh.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I think this part was crazy. He's into it, she's into it, but they don't quite want to do something yet, so she tries to wash her vagina sexy. There's nothing sexy about washing your vagina. You have to like hover and
Some toilet paper bits got stuck in there, so I have to wash it.
Some people like need this? Like a special pH like soap to do it, because the other soap isn't good for it.
Yeah. Do you guys think she like? There's no way she has pubes in this book, though, right?
Well, because
like,
she's 16 or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
I didn't picture her pubes.
I didn't picture her pubes either.
Maybe cleaning was easier. I don't know how cleaning vaginas work.
I'm playing this coy. I don't know why. She describes herself as shaved in the book.
She does?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, thank you, Sam. You don't have to feel coy. It's a detail revealed in the book.
I'm leaning in more as the
show goes on. Exactly.
Lean in. Don't let us.
Don't let women, a bunch of women, stronghold this podcast. She washes her vagina, and then she can't reach her back.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you need some help. And she's like, yeah. And then he washes her, and he washes like her butt cheeks.
This is before her date, by the way.
I know.
Before her date with his friend, co-boss, her boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we feel about this? Do we like this scene? Was this sexy? This is kind of like the first sex scene, or sex-ish.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was fine.
Did anyone like it, dislike it?
I think shower stuff is always exciting.
Yes.
I'm bummed at how it started.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, like, if I, like, just kind of deleted that from my memory, then I could be like, well,
I feel like a lot of the book was like that. It's like, I have to accept that this is the world and that, she's going to do her bosses. So we have to get over all of the, you know, issues that come with that and taboos. So let's just... I mean, and anything with a shower with two shower heads would make me very excited.
I love the idea of two shower
heads. I would be like, you get out and I'm going to shower.
I don't, you know, like
it feels so good.
I shower with my back to the shower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's not because I wouldn't like a front. It's just like if I have to choose, and you do in a regular layperson's shower, you have to choose. That's what I choose. But if I had the option of both, I'd be like, Winston, get the F out of here.
We're all agreed the most exciting part of the scene is just two shower heads.
Imagine two shower heads hitting you at once.
And you got
back. Double penetration.
Double penetration from two shower heads.
Double moisturization.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I was in a shower once with two shower heads, but they were both on the same side. And I like a very hot shower.
Me
and
too.
Kate likes a very cold shower. She wouldn't consider it that, but that's what I consider it. And it was heaven.
I remember once my boyfriend, when I told it, like, I was like, I had the water in the faucet really hot. I was like, this is like the temperature I like to shower at. He goes, what are you, pasta? Because I sweet truly burning. Yeah, I got fucking roasted. You burnt pasta? To a fucking pasta crisp.
That's so funny.
That is what's hard about shower stuff, though, is like it's so rare to meet somebody who wants it the temperature that you want it.
Yeah.
So, like, one person's always like a little less than optimal, I feel like.
And and what do you think? Okay, who should take it? Take one for the team. The person that likes hot or the person that likes cold? I have an opinion and it is biased. I think the person that likes cold should take it for the team.
Whoa.
I think because I'm shivering. I think you can get a little cold if you just stand a little further away. But I'm shivering if you like it cold and I don't want to be in it. And then if I'm stepping away from it, I'm even colder.
I'm a hot, and I would say I think the hot has to take the cold.
See, you're sacrificial. Yeah,
I agree. I'm also a hot.
Wow. And because a hot could burn you. A cold, I'm not going to get frostbite. But a hot, I could see where it would make your skin like red.
No.
I have taken,
I'm in the same boat. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Reagan.
It's okay. I'm very selfish. I think cold, you should take it for the team.
I've taken what, in my mind, are like lukewarm baths in my life.
Yeah.
Wow. And showers are meant to be heavenly, so it kills me. It kills me when I have to take a cold shower.
Me too. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Because hot shower, I take a hot shower before bed. It makes me very pleasantly sleepy.
Yeah.
And if I get lukewarm, then I feel like it doesn't have the same effect.
Exactly. Yeah. This is why I think cold should take it for the team. I think I'm trying to do good and you're trying to... keep cool. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. Talk about it in the Discord. I'd be interested. Do you like showers? I don't know.
We'll do a new shower room for people to sound off about.
Okay. Head to the shower room for all the shower heads out there and talk about what kind of shower you like to take. If you talk about anything except showers in there, you will get kicked out.
Yeah.
This is going to be underneath the Tang Gang in Discord.
So Anya bends over a little for him, revealing her butthole, and he's about to put his thumb into it when there's a knock at the door. So it's time to stop all that. And then we go on our date with Beck. Beck picks her up, takes her to a rooftop
and
cabana.
Also picks her up from where? They both work and live together.
You know, you drive the car around the block and then come back.
Just for appearances.
I felt bad too. It was like she got all dressed up and he was wearing the same damn thing he wore to work.
I know. Wait. She literally wears a plunging neckline, like
bodyguard contour.
Yes.
There were a couple things with that. Like one, she was like, I'm wearing this dress, like this very sexy dress. So just in case it's like a casual work thing, he won't notice that I'm like dressing up. And then the other thing was, I think he like was wearing like all black.
Yeah.
And she somehow justified why he was wearing the same clothes, but was now better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's funny because it made me think if I was going on a first date with someone, unless they were like, we are going to the opera, I don't think I would wear like
totally
a I might wear a dress that was like a normal dress, but I wouldn't wear like a plunging anything. And I'm curious if that's just a me thing.
Well, she had to up from the stiletto she wore to work. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. True.
This
true.
Is San Francisco in 2018. So it's a different culture.
Fuck. It was a different time.
In that mindset.
Yeah. Take me back to caveman era. San Fran 2018.
She gets up there. He's rented a cabana for them.
Yes. And he has a surprise.
Yes. And there's a surprise. He opens up the cabana door and all the bosses are there waiting for her.
The way she phrases it, oops, is my other four bosses. Which it makes me laugh every time she's like, and then my five bosses were there. It's just like such a unit. Yeah.
They all speak in unison.
Yes. Ew. Ew.
Yeah, Beck told us he was taking you out for drinks. The rest of us wanted in on the action.
Yes.
So she orders a sex on the beach, which makes them all giggle because they're 14.
Yeah, yes.
Totally. That was realistic.
Yeah. Yes.
And then they talk about different rooms that they want. Now Jason wants a sex room.
Yes.
With dildos and vibrators and butt plugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the shower gets brought up. They all know that Winston and her took a shower together.
Yes.
So I was surprised how quickly it kind of just instantly got into, then that led into them all doing it in this cabana. And they were like, don't worry, we've told the waiter not to come in.
We'd like to push your limits until you're a soaking mess.
Right. And also,
fun.
Like, if you say no, things will be totally normal.
Yeah. They do give her that like little consensual out. Like, hey, I want to fucking rail you in the mouth. But if you're not into it, let's just talk work stuff.
All five of us, your bosses, would like to fuck you in this cabana. We've paid for men to not come in and bother us. Would you like to?
Yes. Now, Sam, you have bosses too, right?
Yes. I do.
So you can also speak from a unique employee perspective.
Mm-hmm,
if you were to go out to, like, say, a big boss dinner.
Function.
Yeah. Like at the big boss expo or whatever. And like something
like Bossapalooza.
Yeah, Bossapalooza 2019.
Yeah.
And something like this were to happen, how would you react?
Yeah.
Or have you reacted?
Yeah, if it has happened.
Yeah. Great question, Rekha. I do think like there's a little part of my sexuality where like the idea of getting dominated is actually like kind of exciting.
Oh, of course. I think that's true for a lot of people.
Totally. But I think in this situation, my common sense would prevail. Would prevail. And I would not agree to get, you know, gangbanged by five people. If only because, like, honestly, like, the amount, like, five bosses is an overwhelming amount of bosses.
If it was just Barry Diller, you would consider it.
I think that, like, I max out at three.
Sam, this is exactly what I thought. The entire time I read this book, I said five is too much.
It's too many.
When it gets into the description, too, it just gets messy. I'm like, who's where, what? How many hands?
How much? What were you going to say, Rachel?
I think that's indicative by the fact that, like, two of the characters seem the same to me. Yeah, and had to watch.
Yeah.
I think two at play and one watching
is your max.
Is enough. And then we rotate one out.
I think
I would like breaks as well.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yes. It's too much on this one woman.
So like, and so there are points where like you get
like
up.
To watch.
They go at it together.
Yes.
I was curious about that. I was like, the men in this.
The men never do.
No, they never interact with each other. It was.
But clearly there's a little bit of.
Yes.
Like a little bit
of watch
eroticism.
That is something that's happened in a lot of these erotica books where there will be same sex like intercourse or like play, but they don't ever like admit that they're into that. They're like, oh, because there's like an opposite sex person here or opposite gender, whatever, we're into it. And like you're like a byproduct. But it's like, dude, it's fine. I just watched. This is a spoiler for Glow. So don't listen. Lower your volume right now. There's a cool little threesome scene and it's really hot. And like two of the dudes like kiss and it's really hot.
Yeah.
And they admit that they like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Volume up.
I do think this book more than any other one, at least they're like, will say I enjoy watching or when they all come in her vagina, they all like that they're the last one had just come.
They like that it's like a melting pot.
They like the idea that they're all together. They will say that.
She talks about being scandalized by that language in the book. Yeah. It's like the one moment where she's like, it surprised me that he would say something so dirty. Yeah. I'm like, you're right.
We're beyond. Excuse me. I think I would, I feel like two for me is the number.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you, to your point of like taking breaks, that feels like, I mean, like if basketball players have to do it, I'm going to certainly have to do it. Like I need to bench myself.
Yeah. No, I did feel overwhelmed by how many guys there were to take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just the Greek chorus of responses when everyone's like, get the dress off her. Yeah, get the dress off her. Yeah. And you're like, everyone shut the fuck up. Yeah. Okay.
You know, in like the Odyssey where like in Greek.
Also that attention paid to like, let's make sure like if one of us gets a kiss, all five of us get
that
a kiss.
That was
and it's just like too many echoes. Like that's like the sense of obligation that would come out of that.
Yeah, they're going to end up like 6 months down the road. Nobody's going to be having sex because she's like, well, I would love to have sex with Beck, but I certainly don't want to have sex with all five of you. Totally.
That felt also very little kiddish. Like if they're kind of treating her like a sub and they're kind of doming her, that felt very like not even sub, but just like babyish. Like, mom, you gave Beck a hug. You have to hug all five of us or whatever. It's no.
We can all agree the sequel to this book is called Breaking Up with Four of My
I will say though, the descriptions in the book of the sex are very, I thought that they were really good.
Yeah.
I thought they were well detailed, or like they, sections of it. Once it was like talking about the eating out or talking about like the different things they were doing, I did enjoy sections of it.
They
it was
covered
just hard
both
to tell
sides.
Who was doing what when.
Yeah.
Is this true, generally true of erotic literature now that you're both such experts?
Wow. Oh, did we finally get an expertise in free erotica? Yeah.
Does it tend to be written in sort of this very kind of objective, Ernest Hemingway, like short sentences, matter of fact kind of a way?
For sale. Cum rag. Always used.
It was either early reading level or just like really matter of fact, depending on how you look at it.
I think some of them, it depends on what is trying to get you off. I think because this particular book is about being taken over by five men, I think it is meant to be more like direct fuck me kind of stuff, as opposed to like a romanticized like Vikings in Space was very like because it was a romance between her and this Viking, it was a lot more like
being held.
Yeah,
and
like kind of
the emotional factor.
Yeah, this didn't have much emotion, which is maybe what I liked about it.
But you also like the emotional stuff of like in Viking's piece. Yeah, he brought her a fucking blanket, and that's where we learn Jess's obsession with blankets.
Gifts are my love language.
And gifts, yeah.
But you weren't a Winston fan.
But I wasn't a well. I don't like pastries.
Oh.
Okay.
If it were like olives,
If a man brought me olives every day, okay. No, I would like it, but I wouldn't be like, hot.
I'd like it.
Winston came to me in the morning bringing me a fresh batch of olives from the deli.
Yeah, they had pits in them, so he brought me a plate to spit them in.
It's my fantasy. Oh, one part I hated of this was when Trey fingered her. And then held it up and said, check it out, guys. And then
that was
ate
it. That was like the, what is it? What the fuck is that movie with the underwear? Sweet 16 Candles. 16 Candles.
Oh, okay.
When Michael Hall. Oh, my God. I don't know any of the details I'm trying to say. He holds up the underwear and is like, look what I got. Yeah. Or whatever. That was that.
Yeah.
There was also a part, it may have been in a different sex scene, but like where they talked about like her juices were like connected to his mouth by like a long string of spittle. And I was like, that doesn't do it for me. Yeah.
Too much spit actually grosses me out because it eliminates the feeling of like self lubrication sometimes. If it's like to me, the same with like going in the shower, like sometimes it's hot, but sometimes it's actually just too wet and not hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Hot showers for all.
So all the guys are going at her except Winston, who is watching from a distance. Then all the guys kind of finish, you know, come every which way. And then Winston gets up and is like the closer of the situation. And they've all been kind of preparing her butthole for him. And so then he does her in the butt. And he has the biggest penis of all. He's like the big boss of them all.
The Bowser.
Literally, yes. One of them says, time to bring out the big guns. And then Winston, it reminded me of like a wrestling match or something.
Yeah.
He comes in, does her in the butt. And then that's the end of that scene.
What do we think?
It's weird, right? I mean, yeah, like the we're all preparing you for the final boss kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And like this, it's almost, yeah, it's this weird objectification of him too.
Yeah. Yeah.
As being this like.
Or that all they're all like his little minions, and they're so excited for him to come and do it the last round.
La cucaracha.
Another part of it that didn't really do it for me is like the three guys before Winston kind of treat her like a carnival game where they're just trying to come onto her butthole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it's a target.
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
And that part of it, I was like, that feels bad.
You
for
win
me.
The giant Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah. 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 A rainbow poop emoji.
Oh, God.
Her body is spent. She's got to go home and get cleaned up.
Yeah.
And then
so do they. They live in the same place.
Yeah. And then they ask her to be their communal girlfriend. So it's not just sex for them. They want to all be girlfriends too. And she needs some time to think about this. So the next day she goes out on a walk and she goes to a dog park. She also has to think of her design for her logo, the one job that she has to do.
Yeah, before the tech expo comes up.
She sees a dog and remembers her border collie and is like, that's it. That's what the app does. Because the app organizes
the
app.
Organizes your the apps on your phone as based on how often you use them.
Which I think two things. One, sucks because if I happen to be using like Google Chrome or whatever more one day.
Right.
But I'm using I remember apps by where they are.
Yes.
So like I will often just click, and if I delete an app, I often have like a growing period of learning, oh, a new app is in that place. I keep clicking this by mistake. So that sounds very annoying to me. And two, the phone already does that. You can like categorize, it doesn't matter.
No, but it's just, like that's a great question. I had so many questions about the tap company, like their organizational
structure. This is where the boss part comes in.
Like, you know, this technology and like how it works exactly. But do you think it's an app where it rearranges your apps like as you were using them? Because that, like
that's
you described,
so annoying.
Would be completely annoying and ineffective.
Uh-huh.
Or is it something where it's just like you use it once and it shovels them all around?
And is it an app in itself? So is it always going to be the first app?
Oh. Great
well, it has a logo, so it must.
It must have, be an app.
We're gonna want it to be the first app with that logo.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a lot of questions here with this app.
She figures out the logo, goes home. She's all excited. Hasn't showed them yet, and then they have another kind of fuck fest at the house. And this one was filthy at the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do. They kind of pretty much do all the same stuff they did the first time. There's one odd moment where someone comes inside of her. Jason comes inside of her. Isn't he afraid of getting me pregnant? Does he even care? Then never talked about or dressed again. And I'm like, do you care?
Yes. Right. That's like one paragraph.
Yeah.
And it's those two sentences.
Yeah.
And then it's never.
Very few erotica mention the idea of birth control or like even the idea, like even if she has some sort of like IUD or the like, the arm implant thing. No one would ever say it because I guess that's not hot. I actually find talking about that stuff very hot because I'm like, the hottest thing to me is not being pregnant.
Yeah, good.
When I don't want to be.
But also, like, heaven forbid she has one of their babies and then they're going to be like, oh, what about my baby?
Yeah, have my baby.
Like, five babies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they have to decide which white baby who it belongs to.
They're all so much the same. You'll never be able to
guess.
Oh,
wait, this one came out in a loose hoodie. Yeah. Must be Trey's.
This one's got a Coke can.
Yeah.
Ew. Little baby Coke
A mini Coke bottle, like a glass.
We know who that is. I thought it was weird because I thought she was almost taking it as a compliment. Like, does he like me enough to get me pregnant?
Yuck.
I was like, oh.
Hey, he doesn't control that.
Then, of course, to prepare for Winston, because he's always the closer, they're all going at her. But they flip her upside down and spread her legs like this, out. And then he has sex with her. This ends in a question mark. I'm not sure if this is what happened. So if she's like this,
yeah, mm-hmm.
and then her butthole's there, and his penis goes down like this,
yeah,
how?
Here's the church. Yeah,
but it was double penetration at that point, right? Because
well, no,
was
double
still
penetration
like
was later.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
That reminds me of like when you open a bottle of wine, the like
oh. Totally.
Right?
The opener,
yes, the more you
get
it out, and then you go,
oh,
like,
gosh. No, Rika.
How could you standing up do it? He would have to, it couldn't be enjoyable.
She was like over the side of the arm of the couch at that
so
point.
So she was like a yeah. bit bent over, but okay. her legs were out like this.
So yeah. she must be able to do like a split.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Huh.
Interesting.
There's actually, yeah, she took gymnastics for 7 years.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I forgot that part. What were you going to say?
That's all.
Oh, great.
There's a whole backstory.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a prequel to this book that's very wholesome. It's
yeah. very sweet.
My five Olympic instructors.
Oh, boy. Oh, too topical.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, she's from Michigan and oops.
Oh, God.
Then one of the filthiest things I've read in any of these books,
yeah.
One of the guys brings out a camera. She asks him not to. He doesn't listen. And they have all come inside of her, and they want to film the cum coming out of her. So they bring out a bowl, and she squats over the bowl, and they film her having five massive loads of jizz coming
like
out
drip
of her
out
vagina.
Of her. Like,
yeah.
It reminded me of those.
Like yeah. when you're trying to get the last of the shampoo out of the bottle.
Yes.
You
tap it. Like the beginning is almost like those cinnamon rolls where it comes with the squeeze tube of icing. And then it kind of globs all out and it's like fine. But then you have to like.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
They were there for an hour.
You need to get one of those toothpaste things that like squeegees all the stuff down,
which does make me feel like in the end it is more about the five bosses' communal bond with each
yes.
other.
Yeah,
the thing they're most
beautiful.
Excited to see is like all of their mixed jizz like
jizz
land
combined.
In a bowl.
Totally.
And then they save that bowl and they bring it to a sperm donor clinic
yes.
and they go, we don't want to know whose baby it is.
Yes.
Here's
yeah.
2 liters of jizz.
That's
oh
right.
my God.
That's right.
2 liters of jizz.
From my Coke can. Dude.
My five
is
sons.
This
yeah.
enough?
Yeah. Is this, sirs, this is way too much.
Oh, you didn't know.
We can make more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God. Then Winston carries her to bed and they say, I love you. So now they're the stage. And this is, I'm assuming, all happening in 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that.
How much time do you think has passed for our lovers?
Well, she mentions the idea of he brings me donuts every day or every week or something,
so
right?
Sometime
so
passed.
it's I feel like a few months.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Am I crazy?
Well, because it's all gearing up to the tech expo, right?
The tech
so
expo.
I think
yes.
she's been doing that for a couple of months at
yeah.
least.
That's
yeah.
my guess.
Yeah. It is a weird like cocktail of wholesome and like real dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I guess is probably typical in books like these, right? But the I love you and then where the story goes.
It's weird.
It's like,
it doesn't have to be, but uh-huh. sometimes erotic books will feel the need to justify everything toward the end by making it wholesome, by being like,
yeah.
and then at least we got married and had a baby. And
sure.
Yeah.
That justifies
sure.
all the fucking.
Or we're
we
in love. It
yeah.
can never just be, I fucked my bosses and we're all dirty freaks
yeah.
and we
yeah.
have no feelings towards each other. We do it because this is the way we
it
express
leads to
our love.
Love.
And you're
right.
the most
right.
magical person in the world.
Like,
and that's
I,
why we've chosen
right.
you.
Right.
I am honestly surprised it didn't end in some sort of pregnancy. And like, can I have maternity
yeah,
leave?
Actually.
And they're like, nope.
It would have been something better. I
they
liked
fire.
The ending.
They fire. And then she tries
they're
to
like,
go to HR, and then
sorry,
HR's like, you're
hot.
Real
busy
yeah.
around here.
We need you.
Tonight
is National Women's Equality Day.
Oh, yay. Night of the big expo. She's super nervous about revealing her design. She doesn't want to upset the boys. This is when she gets her first alone time with someone. And then Beck and her, he confesses his love, that they're all in love. And then he eats her out at work. And then he says at the end of it, she like comes and it seems all great. And he's like, I could have done even better if I wasn't so tired. And it's like, chill
that
out,
is
dude.
So funny.
I do want to say one thing that's very nice, though, is he ate her out and didn't ask for anything
yes,
in return.
That's very nice.
He was like,
yeah.
I was very happy to do this for you. I could have done better, yes. But it makes me happy that you're
yeah.
happy.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Maybe that's why Beck was my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had to like read through again and be like, wait, did he come at any point?
Yeah.
He didn't.
That's love.
Didn't. Yeah, man.
And that's love.
Beck is definitely the most enlightened of these complete and total sociopaths. Yeah.
High five sociopaths.
Bosses.
So you think she kind of has this one-on-one moment. I genuinely did think that was sweet until you find out the next day that there's hidden cameras in the office and they all watched it happen.
And again,
she cannot have a fucking moment
serial
piece.
So creepy.
Killerist.
So thing. Creepy, and we still don't know if there's other people that work in this office.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They are just incidentally being watched, like making coffee and totally. Copies.
And they're all talking about this at the big expo. Everyone at the expo is clamoring about how wonderful the design of the border collie is, which I've mm-hmm. never been to a tech expo. Does anyone give a shit about any design and ever talk about it ever?
No, I mean, this is coming no. from someone who, like, I love design.
Yeah.
But, like, all anyone is talking about is, you know, functionality.
At That's yeah. what it would yeah. feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not at this expo.
No, this design was that good.
This design was that good. I wish we saw it. In
I
the
do,
butt.
Too. I wish it was, like, part of the cover.
Yeah.
Can I ask regarding, like, Dropout's design?
Yeah.
Was there any, like, did anyone get all hot and heavy about it? Was there anyone horned up
Ooh,
for our design? That big D?
You know,
damn.
I don't think that big D. I think we were like going too fast to really appreciate any of the design work. Not to say that it wasn't good.
Yeah, it looks
but
cool.
But honestly, the work that Paul is doing right now is to like revisit a lot of the design and go like, is there a more thoughtful version of this? And what she's coming up with is super exciting.
Is super horny.
I can't wait till we go to bring it to the expo.
Oh my God. And see how many people come.
We're all going to have a blast.
Yeah, fuck.
So they've secretly watched her and Beck and then kind of demand that they all need to be reciprocated
like
now.
Like babies, truly.
Like big babies. So then I think it's Derek, but I honestly have a hard time telling who's who sometimes. Brings her into the bathroom and she sucks him off in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then they overhear people talking about the design in the bathroom as well. Yeah. So she's like sucking him off and it's like, that doggy's so cute.
He pinches her nose.
Yes.
As if to say, good on you.
Because
and
he's
she's like,
you can't do that. You can't do that. And she suffocates.
And then she
dies.
Coughs all over his dick and dies. Yeah. They forgot to mention she passes away.
Yeah.
The rest of it's a coma dream.
Yeah. Oh my God. It also, the idea, I wish that maybe she had gotten a little horny over people like complimenting her work. That's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because like, yeah. I mean, it is like a celebratory thing to give somebody else pleasure. But if there was a day that was all about me and my design, I don't think I would be like, I'm going to go suck off this guy in a bathroom. I'd be like, I might just go masturbate by myself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Gentlemen, I'm going to go masturbate by myself.
Well, don't masturbate by yourself in front of me then. And then me.
And me.
Yes. They come out. Where have you been? Where have you been? Beck says, because he has great news. He has a sales receipt.
A CVS sales receipt.
I love this so much. It's
that
like
says, we sold the app.
It's like a prop from like a movie made by 12-year-olds.
Yeah, like
a big envelope with like sales receipt written
on
it.
It's
Sharpie.
From the internet. It's on our app.
Yeah, the memo says app.
They're all so excited. They get into the SUV. They start doing it right away, taking off her panties, taking off her dress. They get out of the car. She's half dressed. Some guy walking his dog's like, what's going on? And they're like, fuck off, buddy.
They kill him.
She's ours.
I want that guy's story.
Yeah, right?
Maybe it was his border collie. They killed him. Gave it anyway.
Oh my God.
His name was Speedo. He came from a dead man.
Yeah.
This
very,
part.
Very quickly.
Yes.
Like, I did think about if. because she talks about how she could buy 5 dream houses.
Yes.
With the sale of the company, which I calculated as like 5 times $2 million. Yeah. Do you think that's fair?
Sure. For a dream house? Well, in San Fran, $2 million, I would think, gets you maybe a condo in some place.
I feel like maybe I met someone recently who lived in a really nice house. And I think it's from like family money. And I think they said it was $1 million. And that was a really nice house.
But how long have they had it?
Fair.
I
it was
would,
$1 million maybe when they bought it.
Maybe.
20 years ago?
San Francisco is like the most expensive
Yes,
place.
That's what I mean. I think it would be more.
So maybe it's like 3. So,
so let's say 3 times 5, 15.
15 times 6, 15 times 6, 3.
Wait, why do we need
$90 million. So my guess was $100 million for the value
of 5 dream homes.
This app that rearranges apps.
Yes.
On your phone.
So $100 million. And for perspective, we determined that Tinder is
probably like $5
billion. $5 billion.
That's a complete guess. But
so,
you know, so, that, so sounds about, that sounds like maybe possible.
That it could have sold for $100 million. Damn.
We're in the wrong industry.
I'm in the wrong industry. I gotta get in the tech industry.
Also, kind of speaking to this point of the dream houses, they're like, she's like, wow, congrats on your check. And they're like, what do you mean? It's our check. And she's like, what? And they're like, you did the graphic design. Without that, this app would be nothing. And I'm like, that's really nice and all. No way in hell.
No.
Yeah. Insane.
No fucking way in hell. 5 tech bros are like, the person who drew our app design in the last 3 weeks is as important to this ground floor crew who's been in
a position that could basically be a freelance position.
Yes.
Yeah, but maybe they're, maybe the author's trying to set an example of like how tech bro attitudes could be.
Yeah. You know,
it's like something to shoot for.
Yeah.
Have one girlfriend with 5 of your books and give her an equal share of the pot.
Yes. Yeah. And come in her.
I wrote more like
something to shoot for.
Yeah.
Instead of my 5 bosses, it's the 6 bosses.
Shut up, Jess. That's beautiful.
That's so cute.
Our 6 are equal. We are bosses.
Yay. So they go home. This part I thought was crazy. They have 5 penises. They get a butt plug to get her butt ready for now Winston's butt again, or to be double penetrated by Beck and Winston because they're the 2 alphas. But wouldn't you just use one of their penises? Why bring a butt plug into this?
They truly already established that they didn't need a butt plug.
Yeah.
The penis is nature's butt plug. And we
quote Jessica
Ross. I just thought that was so insane.
An ad for Dropout.
Yeah, the penis is nature's butt plug. Oh my God.
I also like, though, that she was like, I've been practicing. Like,
yeah.
She like puts her butt plug in every night.
Like the way people like kiss like a stuffed animal when they're teens, like practice for kissing. Mm-hmm. She like puts a butt plug, stuffs a stuffed animal in her ass.
I've been working on 2 things.
Yes.
A dog logo. readying
my asshole.
Who's that? She can't do 2 things at once. So she's double penetrated by the 2 boys, and it's just the most amazing feeling she's ever had in her entire life. It feels incredible. And Trey is recording it. There's a big part of filming it, too. It's like there's already eyes there.
There's so much going on. Who is watching this? There's nobody else in this book.
They promise to never show it to anyone. So I guess they relive it, like they sit and then watch it again.
Ugh.
I don't know. Weeks later, there's a suspicious man who keeps coming to the house. Well, first they took a trip to the Bahamas that we just don't get any details on.
Yeah, that
wasn't the surprise. Sounded fun. Yeah.
Not the surprise. The surprise.
And you don't have sex in the Bahamas. Sorry.
Sorry.
We didn't lay on the beach.
It's not an office.
No.
Oh my God. She is still working at the company. They have a surprise for her. This man keeps coming. She thinks it's like a lawyer to screw her over for something, but she finds out that the boys have bought her a house.
This troubled me because if she's a partner, she should be in on those meetings. The fact that she's excluded from those meetings in the first place.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible, Sam.
Or that they bought a house on her behalf. I'd be like, this is a lot of money. What about
my waste that money? I didn't want to spend my money on that. Too.
What if it's not her style?
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
into like Spanish style.
Yeah. What if she wanted to invest it
yeah.
in more tech?
And they buy her a dog, which I don't think any of these people will take care of an animal.
And also, they didn't know about the dog. That was an internal thought that she had.
Yeah, she never brought up a dog.
Well, I guess that it was a border collie on the logo.
I guess so.
And but they were... to infer to that degree that, like, oh, you made a, for our app, you put a dog on it.
Yeah.
So you probably want a dog.
Snapchat, do you want a ghost?
It came up in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't see that. Yeah.
The Bahama years.
Yeah. And by the way, the dog's name is Speedo. And then she goes, oh, did you name it? And they go, no, it's a rescue. Well, we go, okay.
That's okay. Our rescue guy. That's the same. Our rescued Finnegan came with the name Finnegan. And so we just kept it because we liked it.
We kept the name Poppy.
Yeah. That's cute.
Speedo's a weird name, though.
Oh, he was named Five Dicks, but we didn't. That was a rescue name. We didn't choose that.
I did that. We never saw any of them in a Speedo. They were never even by a pool. Maybe in the Bahamas they were, but certainly nothing we had heard about.
Yeah. An odd literary choice, to be sure.
And that's it. Then they live their lives in their house.
Except the last thing was the sex room.
There is a sex room.
Jason
finally
got a sex room.
Jason finally got a sex room.
They described there being like no furniture, like no art up on the wall. They described the house being very sparse. But then when they go into the sex room, the shelves are filled. This is like where they put the bulk of their attention.
With lube, which between all of them, they have all the lube in the world.
Yeah.
Well, it's just bottles of their cum lining the wall.
Yeah. That's the lube.
They take it out of the wall.
In bowls.
And funnel it into a bottle.
Oh, my God. Yikes. It's like people who keep like homemade preserves or whatever.
Composting.
Yeah, composting your own cum.
Oh, pickled cum.
Ew. Yeah, there's like beets in some of them.
Yeah.
And like eggs.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's Daikon. It. That was my five bosses. What did we think? We rate it on a scale from one being a drought,
dry as a
five
desert.
Being slide out of your chair. How do we feel?
I can start.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this, because now I realize I gave that book, the last book we read that I didn't really like a 2 or something. So I'm like, I'll give this a 2.75.
Whoa.
There were some, or like 2.5. There were some like sexy scenes, but I didn't like... Yeah, 2.75. I don't know. It didn't really do that much for me. 2.75.
This was the first erotica I had ever read. You know, she didn't have a work-life balance.
Unrelatable.
She, like, didn't have other passions.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I still got hot and bothered in bed. Mm-hmm. So I'll give it, like... I guess, like, as a sexual being, a 3, but as a woman, maybe a 1.
Cool.
So,
Actually, I forgot the donut part. I'm going to up mine to 3.
Oh, actually, yeah. honestly, it had all the things I like. Pastries, dogs.
Yeah, true.
Bosses.
Yeah. Offices. What about you, Jess?
I'm surprised everyone's doing so low. I thought there were some...
Hot stuff?
Some hot... I didn't think it was a total waste.
No.
I'd give it, like, a 3.75.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it's up there. I think it's good. Yeah.
Certainly the sex scenes, I was like, I'm feeling a little horny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam?
Also the first erotica that I've ever read, and I appreciated the novelty of it, but I think I need a baseline, so I'm going to say 3 for each of the bosses that I... The amount of bosses that I think I could take.
Yes.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. A star for each boss.
Aww. Give me a star.
Give her a star, give me a star.
All right, it's 5 stars.
Fine, boys, fine.
Well, that is it. That was my 5 bosses. We do not have a next assignment because we are actually going on a brief hiatus. But in the meantime, you can catch us on Dropout still.
Yeah.
Still chat with us in the Discord, and then we will also be starting up a bunch of stuff on Twitch, so keep an eye out for that. We're going to have not only us, but Sam, and a bunch of other fun things happening on Twitch in the coming weeks.
It's very likely that the next time anyone sees Erotic Book Club, it will be live.
Uh-oh! Uh-oh! So hiatus, but we'll see maybe you soon.
Yeah. Get a bottle of wine ready.
Bring us presents.
Yeah, and have a sexy day.
Have a sexy day. Bye, guys.
And we're tied.
Woo!
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.